Yes, I would actually very much like to, first of all, talk a little about this term from the Course, atonement. I think it's a beautiful word in English because there is, to me, it sounds like at one meant. Like bringing things that are separated, or two and three and billions, back to one. So that is in this word for me. And the meaning of atonement, in as the Course uses it, is that there is absolutely no guilt. And this is really a pretty strong statement. There is absolutely no guilt. No one has ever been guilty. No one is ever guilty of anything. Now, this is certainly not how the world thinks, but this is how God thinks. And because of this fact that there is no guilt, of course, we can easily understand that there is no world, because this world, usually as we experience it, is a world of guilt. Constantly people are getting guilty of all kinds of things, serious things, not so serious things, no matter. And our whole judiciary system is just there to see how guilty the one or the other person is, and how much punishment he or she deserves. And this is the world that Jesus says is not real. Which does not mean that life is not real. Life is absolutely real. But this world of judgment and guilt is not real. Why is this so? Because guilt is strongly connected to our concept of time. We constantly drag along the past we have just experienced. And we very rarely take this leap into the present moment, into the presence of life. Now, to jump into this presence of life, of course, I have to let the past go, which means that if somebody has just hurt me, or I have just hurt somebody else, I have to let that go in order to be able to jump into the presence of life. It's, other than that, this leap is absolutely impossible. So, and this is what, as I understand it, Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Course in Miracles really tried to get us to understand there is no past. And because there is no past, there is no guilt. And because there is no past and there is no guilt, there is no world. Which, as I just said, does certainly not mean there is no life. There is a sheer abundance of life all over the place. Within me, within you, within everyone. And somewhere Jesus says that I think it's in the textbook, the atonement is the final lesson. And this is what I just talked about. This is the final lesson. To understand and to really deeply understand there is no guilt, and no one has ever made himself or made herself guilty. There is so much freedom in this understanding, so much happiness, so much healing, so much power in this understanding. And of course, our ego really protests against that strongly. Because, of course, if guilt is not real, if the past is not real, if the world is not real, the ego loses its reality just as well. So the ego does not want atonement. But we, as say children of God, really want atonement. We want to activate this principle. Or allow this principle to activate itself within our being. Now, when I was very, very ill, and I think mostly everybody sort of has that in one way or the other, when I was very ill, I would constantly feel guilty. I constantly had this feeling, oh my God, I really loused up my entire life. Everything I sort of tried went kerplunk. Nothing really worked out. I'm just a complete idiot. I haven't found out anything. I just messed it all up, my entire life. I made the wrong decisions. I fooled around too much with stupid ideas. And I think that in case there are people who are ill that are listening to this little talk, really sort of consider that deeply, somewhere they most probably will find a deeply hidden feeling of guilt. Oh my God, my wife or my husband, or my friend, they have to do all the work for me now that I'm not able to do. I'm just a burden to everyone, to everybody. All those thoughts, I must have done something terrible somewhere in the past, because otherwise I wouldn't have become that ill. And I think it is very helpful to just be honest about this thought and just try to find those smaller or bigger feelings of guilt within our minds. And I'm sure every one of us will be able to find probably many, many places where this guilt somehow, maybe deeply hidden, but somehow is active still. And this is what is holding us on to this world, or what is holding us back from really experiencing healing, really experiencing joy, really experiencing freedom and strength, really experiencing the divinity of life. We just really have to be very honest just to ourselves in this respect, and whenever we find such a dark spot wherever in our minds, just call on the Holy Spirit and say, hey, Holy Spirit, here I have found another one. Here, I hand it over to you. You take care of that. And not worry about it any longer. Because what we usually do in all those psychotherapies is that we are sort of digging and digging and digging to find this original feeling of wrongness or guilt, and but we are not releasing it, or it's very difficult to release it, because in most of those psychotherapies, the principle of the Holy Spirit is not. Maybe it's known, but it's not used. And so this digging around in one's past, which I have done in many, many therapies, has no freeing capacity. Or very, very rarely it has this capacity to really free us. And this is why we can really be so thankful for the Holy Spirit, that this higher intelligence is right here, right in the middle of all of us, and absolutely and easily, most easily accessible, and that we can just hand over our problems to this higher intelligence and not worry about our problems any longer, not try to analyze them any longer, not try to think about them any longer. Just find the problems and let them go into the hands of the Holy Spirit. And this is this atonement thought. The atonement means there is no past, there is no guilt. You are absolutely okay. We are absolutely okay. And the only thing that is, that the difficult part for us usually is to just accept it, because we don't have to strive for this atonement, we don't have to work for this atonement, we don't have to accomplish steps for this atonement to activate itself. We just have to accept it. This is it. It's there. We can see how easy it actually is. Accept the fact that nothing bad has happened. Accept the fact that the past is over. Accept the fact that no one is guilty. Deep within himself, deeply within herself. Even if they might have done wrong. This is what the divine tells us, and this is why the divine always talks about, and also in the Bible, talks about this forgiveness. How important that forgiveness is. And forgiveness is nothing but letting just this past instant go, and letting in the present instant, inviting the present, or opening up to this present instant. And then we eventually come into this flow of instantaneousness of life, if I can call it that way. And here it says in the textbook, the atonement can only be accepted within you by releasing the inner light. The atonement can only be accepted within you by releasing the inner light. Now let's just maybe close our eyes and just put our focus on this inner light. Let's just think of some light. And this means, in order to be able to think of this light, we have to let go of all our thoughts that are that might be keeping us busy. each and every one of us really can do that. I know it's sometimes, and if one is very ill or very depressed or has many problems, it appears to be impossible, but it is possible. Because this is the power of our minds to find back to their origin, to their home, to their source. And the source is light. So let's just take away our focus from whatever kind of thoughts about being ill or being separated or being unhappy, and just put this focus on to some idea of an inner light. Jesus says in the Course, "I am the light of the world," or he wants us to say to ourselves, "We are the light of the world." We're not our little egos. We're not our little personalities. We are the light of the world. This is exactly what Rupa Spira just talked about. In his words, and let's allow this light just to do its job. And what's the job of this light? It wants to extend. Light wants to extend. That's its nature. Darkness wants to contract, and light wants to extend. So we can allow this light really just to flow into areas within our minds, within our bodies, where we feel that the light should go to. Where we feel sick, where we feel contracted, where we are afraid of whatever, just allow this idea of light. It's more than an idea, it's really an experience. Allow this light to flow all the way throughout our entire systems. It's really this light that heals. And the more we focus on this light, the healthier we will become. This is what we learn from Jesus. He not only sort of indulged in this in this light, he also activated it for healing. He activated it for resurrection. He allowed the light to shine. He did not hang on to the past. He hung on to forgiveness. He hung on to forgiving every unloving or dark or dumb thought of his brothers and sisters. He corrected other people's mistakes in his own mind, in his own thinking. He corrected other people's belief in disease in his own thinking. He just didn't believe their stories. He believed in their being one with him and being just as light-filled as he was himself. So he activated this healing capacity of the of this inner light. He activated this atonement principle. And this is what we can learn from him, and what we can practice in our own personal lives. Not only concentrate on our personal well-being, which is a very limited thing to do, but just as well concentrate on the well-being of other people that we might think of. And try and correct their mistakes in our own thinking through forgiveness. I always have to remember that because every once in a while I get angry at somebody and I just prefer to be angry and feel right instead of correcting their mistakes in my own thinking. This is an altogether different activity. And I'm very thankful that I have the possibility to talk about this here on this radio, because through talking about it, it helps me learn it myself. And let's allow this light to flow to places where we think it could be needed. This light has its own inner drive and its own intelligence, and it really exactly knows how to work. The only job I have, or the only job we have, is to allow it to do its job. Allow it to shine. Wherever we find thoughts of guilt in our minds, allow this, whether that be guilt that we think we have ourselves, or whether that be guilt that other people, we think other people have, it doesn't make any difference. Just allow this light to flow through those dark areas. And we allow it, the switch to allowing this light to flow and to do its job is forgiveness. Forgiveness means, I'm not going to hold on to what you just did. I'm not going to hold on to what I just did. I'm going to hold on to who you are. I'm going to hold on to who I am. I'm going to hold on to what we share. I'm going to hold on to what makes us happy. I'm not going to hold on to what makes us unhappy. This is forgiveness, and this is the switch to allowing the light of the divine to flow through those dark areas in our mind. And this is something really every one of us can so easily do. It's such an easy, say inner activity of our minds, inner activity of our souls. I can do that, or we can do that, no matter whether we're healthy or not, no matter whether we're lying in bed and feeling so very ill or not, we can do that. And we have help in doing so. We can really call on the help of the Holy Spirit to help us do that. Help us use our time intelligently. when I'm sick, instead of always thinking, oh my God, what did I do wrong? What went wrong? How the hell can I become healthy again? Which doctor should I go and see? Which medicine could help me? Instead of thinking and focusing on those thoughts, we can just as well focus on this inner light. It's a matter of decision. It's a matter of decision. We have the choice and we have to decide. No one else will decide. That's a decision we have to make ourselves. And everyone who made this choice has experienced recovery. Maybe it takes some time, but the moment our minds are focused on healing, are focused on this stream of inner light and happiness and health, eventually this will show up in our physical situation too, and we will feel better, and we will feel healthier, and we will recover. What keeps us from that is usually that we are not really vigilant. That we are sort of lazy thinkers. That we just prefer to take life just the way it is and hope nothing bad will happen to us. And but every wise man or woman throughout all times has said, you have to be vigilant. And not only for 2 hours a day, but just really every moment. Don't allow yourself to be hypnotized by all those limiting thoughts and ideas. Just be aware of them and let them go. I'd like to finish this little talk with a beautiful lesson from the Course. This is lesson 264, where Jesus says, this is salvation's prayer. And I think this is such a powerful prayer that can help us so much to remember who we are and remember who our next ones are and to remember where our home is. And it reads, I am surrounded by the love of God. Father, you stand before me and behind, beside me, in the place I see myself. And everywhere I go, you are in all things I look upon. The sounds I hear, and in every hand that reaches for my own. In you, time disappears and place becomes a meaningless belief. For what surrounds your son and keeps him safe is love itself. There is no source but this. And nothing is that does not share its holiness, that stands beyond your one creation, or without the love which holds all things within itself. Father, your son is like yourself. We come to you in your own name today. We come to you in your own name today. We come to you as you. Isn't that what that means? To be at peace. To be at peace within your everlasting love. What I like so much in this lesson is where he says, Father, you stand before me and behind, beside me, in the place I see myself, in the place I see myself, and everywhere I go, in the place I see myself. In God, we are one, and we are one with God. We are one with this endless stream of life and happiness and sweetness and strength. And freedom, we are one with this stream. This stream is what we are. This divine is what we are. So when we really, I think this would be such a, this is such a helpful little prayer in case one might be ill or have any kinds of problems. There is so much power in this prayer, so much oh my gosh, I don't get the words in this, so much insight in this, in these words. So much revelation actually in this world, in these words. And in our little groups here, we have several people who really learn that by heart and really just repeat it again and again, because it's such a there is so much deepness in this prayer. And when we really succeed to dive into the meaning of these words, lesson 264, this activates so much healing. This can be so helpful. And it can help us so much in order to overcome fear. Because when we go into those thoughts, we realize, my gosh, there is only this divine life. There is only God. There is no such little person as a Christoph sitting here or David sitting there and Aline sitting there. There is only this one life that we all share with each other. And the more we really dive into these thoughts and allow them to unfold within our minds, the less any kind of disease thinking can grab hold of us anymore. We come to you in your own name today. We come to you in your own name today. To be at peace within your everlasting love. My brothers, Jesus says, join with me in this today. This is salvation's prayer. Must we not join in what will save the world along with us? I am surrounded by the love of God. Father, you stand before me and behind, beside me, in the place I see myself, and everywhere I go. This is exactly what Rupert Spira just talked about. Before, there is no such thing as a separated self. And the more we find into this truth, the less any kinds of diseases, any kinds of limiting thinking will be able to hypnotize us. So let's just breathe this this consciousness. And feel this thankfulness. That we are not what we thought we were. That we are free. Really free. And really healed and really whole. And lacking nothing. And able to do all things the divine inspiration tells us to do. In order to help this world find its way out of its feeling of being a prisoner.